15 years ago, on June 27th, 1991, Commander General Eduard Vorobyev headed east from Prague to Kiev. A year and a half after the Velvet Revolution, he was the last Soviet soldier to leave Czechoslovak territory, after 23 years of military occupation. Linda Mashteriusz looks back at the history of this anniversary.
When the Velvet Revolution swept the communists from power in late 1989, the first independent Czechoslovak government had several major issues to contend with, one of the most obvious being the 92,000 Soviet soldiers on Czechoslovak territory. They were here, along with over 44,000 of their family members from the Soviet Union, and military equipment that included 1,120 tanks, over 2,500 combat vehicles, and several thousands of tons of ammunition. And by June 27, 1991, the last of them was traveling back to Ukraine's capital city. In many ways, their relatively quick departure was a small miracle. The civilians from various parts of the Soviet Union had little desire to return to their native country, because the standard of living was better in Czechoslovakia. The Soviet soldiers, of course, also enjoyed many perks in a country they were assigned to watch over. In early 1990, there was also the question of having the Soviets accept that their military occupation of Czechoslovakia, which had begun on August 21, 1968, was over and no longer acceptable to the international community. In January and February of 1990, two rounds of negotiations took place between the Czechoslovak and Soviet foreign ministers, and an agreement on the departure of Soviet troops was signed. The withdrawal itself was overseen by a Czech rock singer called Michal Kocáb, who led a special department of the Czechoslovak Defense Ministry. It kept an eye on the operation, ensuring that the Soviet military did not dispose of ammunition improperly and thus pollute the environment. Still, Czechs close to former Soviet military bases, such as the one near Mimoň in North Bohemia, are to this day uncomfortable with wandering in the forests once occupied by Soviet troops and used for military exercises.
This is Radio Prague, and now in the last part of our program today,